What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello, hello out there. Welcome back to Bolt Brady and his bro. Took a little bit of a summer hiatus. Hope y'all enjoyed some Summer Olympics. But we are officially ready to chit some NFL. Let's welcome in Bolt.
Welcome back. Wow, the battery is charged and ready to rock.
Rejuvenated.
That's correct. You mentioned the Olympics. Did you watch very much of it?
I mean, it was kind of cool to always just, I'd always threw it on, you know, just have it on the background and then it'd catch your eye. And then at night, they redo that primetime stuff. So yeah, if it was like the sprinting and, or, you know, a little bit of hoops or, you know, something would grab you. They'll show a cool story about the athlete and then I'd watch them.
The archery.
The guy. Did you see the one dude? He was like, they were kind of capping on him because his outfit was so casual.
No.
He had the pistol though.
Oh, okay.
He was from Turkey. And, you know, then they started doing the memes online. They're like, he just had just like his hair. It was kind of salt and pepper. He's like early 50s. But a lot of those guys wear the huge like earmuffs.
Right.
And they wear the thing over their eye to kind of zone in closer.
And he didn't have any of it?
He just pops up. You couldn't see earmuffs. He just had on his normal like reading glasses. And he just has the hand pistol. And like, I think he and his Turkey partner did pretty good.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, online, it's like, your buddy that shows up hungover and shoots the 72.
Right. In golf.
Yeah.
Right. You know what? I didn't watch too much of it, really. I mean, not even the hoops. I was watching the track and field because, like I said, I watched that special sprinter, Netflix. So I kind of knew who all the sprinters were. And big Noah Lyles. Wow. Does that guy talk trash? It is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. He was kind of capping on Ant Edwards, like shoe opening or something they were saying. And then Tyreek Hill and even these guys that came out just kind of saying like he's the sap. Tyreek said he could beat him yesterday.
Well, I saw that. And then I noticed Tyreek's fastest time was a 10.19. And Noah,
I saw a 9.98. They said he had.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, conflicting reports here then, because I'm positive I saw the 10.19. But Noah ran the 9.79 this year. So I like Tyreeker, and Noah talks a lot of shit, but that's not happening. Noah would take him.
Tyreek's like, I could beat him, not by much, but I could beat him. And he's like, and he was kind of being the punk, acting like he was sick after the 200.
Right. He was saying that the COVID was bullshit. I tend to believe it was true because he took second in the semifinals, and that never even happens. He like takes first every time he steps on the track for the 200 meter. And then that, you know, the third place, I mean, he wasn't even close. So
it wasn't third. Yeah, I mean, he was out of the medal. He was probably fifth.
No, I think he took third.
Uh-uh.
No, yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
What?
It was like the Botsana.
Are you talking about the 200 meter for Noah Miles?
Yep.
No.
Kung Fu Kenny took second from the USA.
Right? Some dude from the USA.
A Canadian. Dude, he was like fourth or fifth.
Noah Miles. Hold on.
Lock her in.
No. There it is right there. Noah, one gold, one bronze.
I don't think he was third.
Dude, I'm willing to bet whatever you want on that. I saw it.
Well, it was the drama of laying down and stuff just took away from the... That bronze could be from a different Olympics than this one.
No, that was 2024, Jim Christmas. It's guaranteed. It's guaranteed because I watched it. It was guaranteed. I'm like, oh, Noah's not doing it. But I'm like, wow, even with the COVID, he took third. But anyway, Big Noah and the talk and the shit, it's just not natural for him to talk shit. Like, it's kind of weird when he does it. Like, a natural person that knows how to talk shit is like Kid Rock or like Gary Payton. Mm. You know, those, like, it just naturally flows out when they talk shit. But like, when Noah does it, it's just like, it seems forced to me.
Yeah, like a marketing ploy or whatever he came in with the intention of getting more attention. He's like, I got to seize my moment here.
Yeah.
I mean, what is he, 27? You don't know if he'll be the dude next time.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing how he does it. But I mean, it's legit watch. I mean, and he backs it up most of the time. So, but then when you don't back it up, you just look like a sap. And that's when Tyreek Hill and everyone comes out.
Well, there's something that irks everyone because they have an opinion on it.
Sure.
But yeah, that 100 was sweet because it was so, so tight.
And then before we move on to the football, the last thing that I thought was super interesting in the Olympics was big Jason Tatum getting no run.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, and people are like, oh, you're not the team player and this and that. Like, I'm not even really a Tatum fan, but I've slightly got his back on that one. Like, dude.
You can't squeeze me in the rotation?
Bro, come on. The last Olympics, I was the second leading scorer behind Durant. I just won the NBA championship.
I'm first team All-NBA.
Like 3 years in a row. And you're not going to give me any run? Yeah, sorry I'm not cheerleading on the sideline right now. I'd be pissed, too.
Yeah, I mean, you saw Barkley and some of those guys are all chiming in. San Kerr's rotation was poor. I mean, I don't know. You can't give all those guys minutes. And his thing was, with matchups like Serbia and stuff, they were bigger, so he just didn't see a spot for him. He'd rather go with Booker, who's playing the Swiss Army role and didn't really care if he scored.
Right.
And he's like, he could pick up full court press on the ball, and then I could go Drew Holiday. Those are my two guys on the guards, and then I'm not taking out Steph, KD, and LeBron.
No, I get it. I mean, but, you know, you got my boy Derek White, who's on the same squad as me, getting more PT.
I think they mentioned the 92 Dream Team, and Chuck Daly was the coach, and they're like, you know, Kerr's getting crap, but Daly used like 8 different starting lineups, and the only person that was in every one of them
was MJ.
Yep.
Yeah, well, they also were pounding everyone so badly that everyone would get run, though, I bet.
Yeah, it was Shaq, the guy they added. Or no, Leitner was. Remember?
The one college guy, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, European basketball had not been, hasn't caught, you know, now it's way different than it was back then. But those guys wanted to blast everybody.
Yeah, well, and they did. I mean, they're not like squeaking by like a 3 points in ball games.
Where they need Steph to hit 4 threes at the end.
Jim Christmas.
But it's cool. Kind of a bummer when it ends because it's, you know, it's 2 weeks of checking that stuff out.
Yeah, the time of day that it was on really sucked too, how it was on in the middle of the day.
Yeah, because you see it online unless you know, if you want to try to wait till later, record it.
So then 2028, though, we won't have to worry about the time.
L.A.
Hello, California. Come on down.
They had like the Snoop Dogg tie-ins too. Some of it was kind of, I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's a little weird.
I heard he was getting paid chips for that too. Like it was like $100,000 a day or something like that. He was getting to do the Olympics.
And then they had him and Dr. Dre kind of sing a couple tunes in Venice to get ready for LA.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of towards the closing stuff.
That's legit. All right, here we go today. And wow, we are going to preview two divisions. Two divisions today. We're going to start off with the big AFC North.
Yep.
Once again, I think we led off with this division last year at this time. And it's because, in our opinion, it's one of the most entertaining.
Mm. When everyone is available, I mean, it's fun to watch.
Exactly. And when you say available, you're basically talking about big Joe Burrow.
Yeah, if we can have Joe versus Lamar, like, then we're talking.
Well, or you can even have my boy TJ Watt in the mix too, with Big Russ. Should we start off with the Steelers?
Sure.
So they got rid of Big Kenny Pickett. Was that guy bueno? I mean, how you think like this guy's going to run the show for you? We said he was garb from day one, and they finally moved on from him.
Yeah.
And they brought in my boy Russ. And also, Justin Fields. Wow, are those guys way better than Big Kenny?
Well, the Steelers get the little discount this year, too, because Broncos owe them like the 30 mil. So it's like the 1 mil the Steelers are on the hook for this year.
For Russ.
Yeah, so it's a bonus to even just get the look at him if he's your starter. And then Fields is your backup. I don't know, he had some turnovers in his preseason action. I mean, I wouldn't lean on him too heavy, so you better hope Russ bounces back this year.
Well, yeah, no, listen, I'm not saying anything about either one of them. Excuse me, I am backing up Russ, though, but wow, are they slightly an upgrade from Kenny. I mean, you can't get much worse than Kenny. That guy was so garb.
Yeah, you know, sometimes they like to go in their backyard for the colleges because they're there.
Yeah.
And they give them the look.
Pitt does that a lot for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they went with him. I mean, he was getting ripped for like his hand size even at the combine, like the smallest hands of the QBs.
Oh, was he?
Like, doesn't bode well for cold weather teams. You know, they start picking all that stuff apart.
Well, listen, when you got big TJ Watt on the squad, I mean, is that guy a joker? He's the first person in NFL history to lead the NFL in sacks in three different seasons. We've talked about it before, but how about when he doesn't play, the Steelers are 1 win, 11 losses. So when that guy is playing, they are a threat. And at home, like I've said before, I don't know what it is about the magic for their defense and their special teams, but they ball. And their offense has just been letting them down for several years now, basically since Big Ben took off.
Yeah. Well, and he was sluggish those last couple. He wasn't doing a whole lot.
Right. I mean, he was actually, I'll say it for you, he was horrible.
Yeah.
But he was better than Big Kenny. And so, you know, now you have our boy Najee from NorCal and Jaylen Warren. Their rushing attack was top 15 last year, so they're coming back. The offensive line was horrible last year, and it's actually improved. So the Steelers, I mean, it's just unfortunate. They're in a rough division. They're going to be better. Sorry.
Yeah, and I think, Russ, it's going to be a better fit with Tomlin than it was with our boy from the Saints in his ear.
Yeah, who didn't like him
either. Just, you know, it was too public. It was too much of a deal to tear him down and talk about his office and his chef and all that stuff. And it just it affected his play.
Right. And then, so before we move on from the Steelers, those people that are looking for fantasy players might want to zone in on big George Pickens now. He's going to be the number one guy for sure. Deontay Johnson took off to Carolina. That's the one thing, is that the Steelers' wide receiver room is not very good. But who benefits from that? It's going to be big George Pickens.
Yeah, on paper, it says they have the toughest schedule.
Well, so I'm glad you bring that up. So the toughest schedule, and they're pulling that from last year's results.
Right.
Right? And we all know that, I mean, every year there's teams that go from worst to first.
Houston Texans.
Right. Happens every single year. So that strength of schedule argument is garbage, in my opinion.
It gives you a little bit of an indicator on who you're facing, especially these first 2 months, let's say.
Well, that's not the case. Unless you agree that the teams from last year are going to perform the exact same way this year.
No, I get it. I mean, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of drafting. So, yes, they're not the exact same mold of what they were the year before.
I mean, like, let's say, for example, the Chicago Bears. Okay, I mean, that squad's going to be way better this year. I'm not going to say they're winning the Super Bowl, but they're way better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, the Bengals, for example, you know, they're going to be way better if our boy plays. But before we talk about them, let's go to the shit show that is the Cleveland Browns. Because the Steelers are plus 750 to win the division. The Browns are plus 450. It's interesting. Before Watson got hurt last year, they were 5-1. And then big Joe Flacco came in. Wow. Do you know who the backup is for them now? Big Jameis Winston.
Oh, man.
Wow. So the Browns better hope that Watson stays healthy, because if not, start chalking up the L's.
Well, it's also start going against him, which is nice. It's always nice to go against Jameis.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was about to say. I'm like, but start going against him? Yeah, we will slightly have chips against the Browns. But
you know, Deshaun has not really been available for the full year, the last two.
Well,
so yeah. I mean, you know, most NFL guys, it's tough to play every game.
And when he has not performed well. Wow. Like his statistics, like, there were some where he was like 38th out of the top 41st quarterbacks, just not doing that much. But he's still, I mean, you can tell he still has talent there. Which sucks is Chubb, who had the injury last year, he's still not fully recovered.
No, I think he did something similar at Georgia, you know, but he was younger. He recovered probably a little quicker. It's tough, man. They like to pound the ball, so hopefully he can bounce back. They added Jerry Jeudy from the Broncos.
Right, that guy. We'll see. I remember when he was coming out of college and they were showing all these highlights of him like just being super quick, like coming out of his cuts and his routes and stuff like that. And his feet were just like beyond fast. And I remember I wrote back, I go, that's great. You got to catch the ball, though. And sure enough, he went to Denver and he couldn't catch the ball. So doesn't matter how fast you are, how quick you are, if you can't catch the ball and you play wide receiver, you're dog shit. So this pickup, in my eyes, isn't going to do diddly squat for him. The guy to watch on that squad is Big Njoku. Holy cow.
Tight end, yeah. He's a beast.
So he had a career high in targets last year, 123. I mean, that is a small amount of targets. And he had 81 receptions, 882 yards, 6 touchdowns. And Big Watson likes to go to his tight end. So fantasy play for the Browns, Njoku.
Yeah, I mean, they almost pulled the trigger with the Amari Cooper for the Ayuk with the Niners.
Wow.
And it just didn't quite, because they had to make sure Ayuk was going to sign long term with whoever he got sent.
Right.
So the Patriots was the other one. They yanked that, and then the Browns was close, but they kept Cooper there.
And I think actually the Steelers are kind of chitting with them too. Now, if the Steelers got him, that'd be big time.
That one faded. I think Ayuk's just like, no. I mean, Russ is on a one-year deal.
Well.
You have to think of all that stuff.
Sure. I mean, what Ayuk really needs to think of. I mean, I've got Ayuk's back. Like, dude, I get it. He's performed. These receivers are getting paid. He's probably watching Receiver on Netflix just like I am, going, dude, this guy's getting 50 dimes? I mean, I don't need 50 dimes, but I'm getting 8 right now. Like, I need to get a little bit more chips here.
30. The receivers get 30.
No, I don't know about that. Like, Justin Jefferson?
It's 31 to 32. All right.
Well, he's getting like 8. He's like, dude, he's not that much better than me.
Well, you know, they have those first contracts. It's like, you know, you get the fifth-year option. I think Ayuk's up to like $14 million for the fifth year. But he's like, dude, yeah, I'm half what those other guys are. But, you know, you're paying Kittle and McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. It's hard.
We can get to the Niners later. But, yeah, it doesn't all add up. But back to this division, I think they all finished with winning records last year.
Yep. I know they did. That's why their win-loss totals for Baltimore and the Bengals, they're 10.5. And then the Steelers are the lowest at 8.5. So there's only 2 games that separate them for the over-unders. Another receiver that's looking to get paid, plays for the Cincinnati Bengals, Big Jamar Chase.
He will get his chips. T. Higgins got franchise tagged.
Right.
So, but they're not going to let Chase walk out that door. I mean, that's Burrow's guy.
Well, and talk about targets. How about Chase had 145 last year? 25% of the time, the ball was heading his direction. That's a truckload. I mean, talk about fantasy.
And
holy
Joe,
cow.
You know, Joe wasn't even there. It was our guy Browning from NorCal.
Yeah, I did. Hopefully, some of our listeners remember the first game he came out. We got the big W with Browning. But, yeah, and they lose Joe Mixon, the Bengals do. No loss there.
Went to the Texans.
Yep. And so, big Zach Moss takes over.
He coming from the Bills?
Or he's coming over from the Colts.
Oh, he was Bills to Colts, yeah.
He filled in for big Jonathan Taylor last year. But anyway, the Bengals, I'm real high on them. I think Joe is fired up. There's been all these reports coming out of like the top quarterbacks and stuff, and they've kind of forgotten about Joe. And Joe, Johnny B. Good Burrow here. So he goes, I'm going to dye the hair blonde.
I saw it.
And let's get busy. Let's get some business going here.
Yeah, I'm sure. You mean, who likes to miss like pretty much a season? You feel like you're out of the mix.
Well, I think he's gotten hurt every year, actually. Like, he's been banged up every year. But when he's 100%, remember when they came out of the bye last year and crapped on the 49ers? That was a boat race. Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, so when Joe's a hundo, I mean, he's the only one that's literally been able to show that he can beat Patty.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to keep him keep dudes off his back.
Right.
You know?
So the offensive line, actually, it's not great, but it's been terrible the last few years. It's supposed to be a little bit better this year.
Yeah, I saw some writer was saying, he's like, they added two mutants to the O-line. They're both 6'8", 340.
Yeah, one's from Bama, I believe. Is teeny.
I know, 2 6'8" dudes.
Right. Now, if you saw a 6'8", 340 dude walking down the street, you'd probably turn around and go the other way because you'd be shitting your pants. The dude's so big.
Or if he's the bouncer, you're like, you got it, bud.
The bouncer. Oh, man. So I'm high on the Bengs. The Bengs are the plus 165 to win the division. Big Joe Burrow stays healthy and stand by. Let's see. What's the schedule for them? Oh, so they go New England, and then he's at Kansas City week 2. Wow, is that going to be any good? So how about week 1 as we transition into the Baltimore Ravens over here? So week 1, Baltimore goes to Kansas City. Week 2, the Bengals go to Kansas City.
Wow.
Is there any chance KC could be 0-2 at home?
Possibly. Yeah. Wow. The Ravens game kicks off the NFL season, the Thursday nighter.
It sure does, buddy.
The 5th of September.
But we'll get into that a little bit later. But that is legit. Holy cow. How about that, KC? And KC ticket holders, season ticket holders, like our cousins, are you guys juiced for those first 2 weeks? I mean, can you get any better than those two ball games?
You know how those games are. You know, coming off the Super Bowl, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Hangover, quote unquote. It's like Detroit came in there last year and got the win. It's like KC will be just fine, but it takes like 6 weeks to really get back in the flow.
Well, right. Patty's got to burn off some of that little blub that he's got on the tummy.
Some of those Bud Lighters.
The Bud Lighters, that is what he drinks when they do those golf things. But what was the snack? Was it you telling me what he snacks, or was it the boys? Oh, I think it was my son. He likes like the hot Cheetos is what he chows. So he's got to burn that off a little bit. And then like after the first month, Patty goes, let's play some ball.
those hot things, I can grab like occasionally these hot munchy kind of Chex Mex mix, but we have a nephew that eats like those hot Takis.
And oh, yeah.
If you go by his room, there's just this like gnarly.
I thought you were going to say you go by his room because the Takis smell or because he's farting.
I don't know.
So the Baltimore Ravens, wow, with AR squad last year, picked them to win the Super Bowl. Everything was lining up. I mean, they had the top scoring defense in the NFL. They had the MVP in my boy Lamar. First time ever that combination has never made the championship game because a guy by the name of Patrick came in and beat him on their home field. Is Lamar going to be fired up for game 1 in the NFL this year?
I mean, didn't just beat him. They destroyed him. They owned him.
I mean, it was a joke. Well, remember, the Ravens led the NFL in rushing.
Yeah, they couldn't run the ball.
Well, they weren't running the ball. But then now this year, they get big Derrick Henry in the backfield. What do you think about that?
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of people trying to get to him. What is he, 30, 31?
Well, I mean, and I think that's their bad. I mean, his line for the Titans was bueno. I mean, it was just, you know, people forget. It's like if you have injuries, like you're a little banged up or you don't have the supporting cast around you, I don't care who you are, you're not going to do that great. And that was the case with the Titans. He's got a rookie quarterback. His O-line sucks. Now he comes to the Ravens, pretty good O-line, legit quarterback.
Well, yeah, it's the threat of Lamar, and also they know how to kind of scheme for the run. He'll get some openings. I mean, the guy's a big dude, and he can go 1-2 with Gus Edwards if he's available.
Here's my prediction. Derrick Henry, fantasy players out there, leads the NFL in rushing touchdowns this year. Yeah. I see you taking notes over there for our fantasy league. You're like, oh, Derek, wow.
Oh.
Bolt said he's going to ball. Let me remember that.
That guy new pick.
And then, remember, the Ravens did all this with Andrews missing 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
That's like their best offensive player next to Lamar.
Yeah, no, he loves to go to him.
So, I mean, what would have happened if he was there? Holy cow.
They still would have lost to the Chiefs.
Maybe.
No, for sure.
I mean, yeah, that was Jim Chris. I can't believe they lost that game. But we made the mistake going against Patty that game. But we sure didn't make it in the Super Bowl. Thank you very much, Patrick.
So looking at these squads, who do you like to kind of...
Dude, it is incredible.
We're down to the Bengals and the Ravens.
I mean, wow. Every year, you know, the last 2 years, I've just loved the Ravens. And, you know, last year, they almost backed me up, except for Patty. But I just believe in Big Joe so much this year, too, that I can't pick one or the other, to be honest.
Hmm.
It's just, I don't know. Honestly, it's whoever stays the most healthiest.
That's what you, well, yeah, that's yeah. kind of the name of the game here. So, and due to that, I would just lean towards the Ravens again.
You think Joe will get banged up?
I think he misses 3 to 4.
Possibly. I do know that Lamar's coming in. They're saying he shed the weight. Like
he goes, I felt fat and slow.
Yeah.
So he's like, let me get my wheels back on.
Right. So, I mean, that's kind of scary if he's saying that. I mean, dude, he's the most electric player in the NFL. It's unreal watching that guy.
Yep. Zay Flowers is year two. He's kind of fun to watch. So.
Yep. And then, like we mentioned, Andrews is coming back.
Yep.
So, if I had to pick one, I don't know. I think Joe's going to be pretty pissed, actually.
No, he balls. I just don't know if he'll be there the whole year.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying I think he's pissed. Like, people aren't really talking about him because he's been banged. You know, when you get hurt and you're not playing, people don't have your back as much, you know? You're kind of out of sight, out of mind. I think Joe's like, hey, listen, guys, let's not forget I'm Johnny B. Good over here.
Yep. All right. Well, I'll lean towards the Ravens there.
All right.
Let's switch divisions here. We'll do one more for today.
Wow. The big NFC North.
We'll go stay in the North, but we'll switch conferences.
Yep.
And this is one of the better ones to watch.
You think?
And competitive.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'll give you competitive, but you think to watch. Interesting. Well, tell me what you think here.
I just, you know, with the change for the Bears and stuff, I just think the quarterback play is way better than it's been. And if you get the Vikings to kind of be in the mix, at least fun to watch, you know, guess see what happens at quarterback for the Vikings. But, I mean, JJ, I mean, those guys play inside. They can light it up, hopefully.
Well, so here's my thing, though, is, yeah, the Vikings, I'm not very high on them at all.
No.
Because I just don't think JJ McCarthy's just going to come in and just start rocking and rolling. I mean, that's super rare. Like, C.J. Stroud, congratulations. That's unreal. That does not happen very often.
No.
At all. Now, the good news is after watching, you know, the Netflix show Receiver, I like just Justin Jefferson.
He's great.
He's badass, and he's legit, and he wants to get it done. But, dude, you think J.J.'s just stopping in here or Darnold?
Well, I think they're going to start with Darnold. I don't think J.J. gets on the field for a little bit.
I mean, dude, like Darnold, wow. How many squads has that guy been on? He is garbage.
This is fourth?
Dude, I mean, clearly, I mean, he was on the Niners. He was like the third or fourth string to start there for. I mean.
Well, he was the backup. You know, he came in when they had Brock come out.
Well, he had to work his way up to that. But I'm just saying, like, the Vikings, you couldn't do any better than that. Get serious.
They're figuring the draft. I mean, they're hoping JJ's their guy.
I know. That's just going to be a stretch. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, JJ, dude, he barely lost any games at Michigan. Didn't he lose, like, two games? I mean, he won a shitload of games. So I'm not saying he's not going to be great. I need to watch him a little bit more. But yeah, just to, like, you know, throw all your chips in on a rookie the first year. I mean, the Vikings are probably going to get pounded.
They could happen. They picked up Aaron Jones from the Packers in division there. He's the running back.
Yeah, he turns 30, though.
Well, back to my Derrick Henry point.
Well, my boy.
For one of your guys, it's okay, but for the other, it's
my
not.
Boy Derek's like 6'3", 250, just yoked like I am. They've Aaron's both, a little bit different.
Both been pounded on.
And then you have... Then you have Jordan Addison, actually, who was the rookie last year, and he balled. I mean, they looked his direction 108 times because Jefferson was out, but he had 70 catches, 900 yards, and 10 touchdowns. Another fantasy player there.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably looking at the bottom of the division. I think, you know, whatever the Bears can do, I don't know. You know, it's Caleb Williams' first year. What's he going to do? But they helped, gave him a lot of help.
Right. Well, and then... Well, and so then you have, well, let's chit about the Bears here.
Sure.
What do we think about Big Caleb? They slightly hooked him up with the receivers.
They, they've got them as the Hard Knocks show here to start the season. So I watched the first one.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never watched that. So anyway, what happened on the show?
It just, they'd had the one episode. You know, it's kind of about bringing Caleb in and getting him up to speed. But, you know, they drafted Rome Odunes from Washington.
Yep.
Brought in Keenan Allen. And DJ Moore was traded for, you know, from Carolina the year before. They locked him in long term. So, I mean, those three dudes, that's pretty sweet receiving core.
Big time. I mean, if you're a quarterback, you're juiced.
And Caleb had the one preseason game. They were kind of hyping up some of his throws. You know, preseason, you can't take too much with it.
No, you can't.
But this has got to be the most exciting the Bears have been in a long time.
Right. The problem is their defense still sucks and their offensive line's garbage, too.
And I was surprised they actually kept the coach around, the Eberflus guy, you know, because they've just kind of been. He finished the year better. You know, last year, and they're like, let's give him one chance since we're getting Caleb here.
Right.
So he's a defensive kind of minded coach. You know, they're going to have to get the offense, turn it loose. Let's see what these guys can do.
Yeah, they will.
But then when the weather turns, that's what this division's known for, and these guys still play outside, it's a little bit different style of play.
Well, you
know, so they have DeAndre Swift, who used to be on the Lions.
Yep, I like him. I think he's a little banged up right now, though.
They showed on the show, I got Eberflus, he was a linebacker at Kent State, and that's where Big Saban started his coaching career.
Okay.
So he had Saban come in and just sit in the office and kind of, you know, give him some opinions about what he thought.
Wow, that's a good guy to have come in.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll be fun to watch because the Bears have been pretty unentertaining.
For how many years now?
I mean, what, Mitch Trubisky won maybe 10 or 11 games? Is kind of
Mitch, wow, is that guy garb. Where is he now, the Bills?
He was on the Steelers. Oh, yeah, did he go, is he there backing up Josh?
I meant to tell you, when we were discussing the Cleveland Browns, that big Ken Dorsey's the offensive coordinator there now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we're talking about the Bills. That remind me of Ken Dorsey.
Oh, geez. It's just once you're in the door there, they keep bringing you back.
No kidding. And so I think one of the most interesting teams is going to be Green Bay because I'm not sold on Jordan Love yet.
No, and he got the chips, man.
He got the big chips. He got the 50 dimes a year. And let's see what they do because their wide receiver core is garb. I mean, you got Big Watson, and that guy is slightly brittle, dude. I mean, he never plays. And then they did get Big Josh Jacobs from the Raiders to come in at running back. But I know a lot of people are super high on the Packers this year because, you know, they performed well last year in the playoffs. Let's see what happens here, year two.
Yeah, I mean, remember how it was such a slow start for them, and then Love turned it on for eight games?
Yeah.
And he put a dang scare into the Niners there.
Right.
At the Niners in the playoffs. That would have been a huge win for them. So everyone does love what they saw. I'm sure that was good for his confidence, but yeah, I need more than eight games to give you 215 mil.
And if he balls, then I'll say I was wrong on Jordo, but I still need to see it here. And then another person that I was wrong on, and I think probably, you know, most people that watch the NFL wrong, is Big Jared Goff. Did that guy slightly turn things around? How about the last 2 years for Goff? He's averaged 4,500 passing yards and 31 touchdowns.
Great landing spot for him.
Wow.
You know, just the coaching staff and what they've done there. I mean, you got to give props to the GM and the coaches for changing the culture. I mean, they're fun to watch.
And does it help when you have a guy named St. Brown out at wide receiver?
Back to your receiver show. Yeah, that guy's dad is funny how he was on them. Oh,
well, so I was saying, I'm like, well, I've got his back. And so because he was the one thing that his dad said that I liked the best is he was telling the boys when they were in high school that girls are dream crushers.
Yep.
And I'm like, yeah, I've got your back there. And my wife's like, settle down because we're watching it with the boys there. I go, yeah, no, it's true. I'm like, you know, my opinion, you don't really need the lady friend in high school.
Zone it in.
Like, especially if you're trying to play college sports, like the lady friends, yeah, they'll come a little bit later in life. So you don't need to fart and giggle when you're in high school. So I had his back there big time. And St. Brown, like that guy's all biz. It's legit.
Yeah, no, his well, he's got the German mom, and then the dad was like the weightlifting champion,
right?
And they would show the videos where it was like Thanksgiving morning, and he's like, "I don't give a shit if it's Thanksgiving, we're working."
Yeah, and St. Brown's biz, and he's got the chip on the shoulder because they didn't even. So last year, they didn't even pick him out. Where's his stats?
He didn't make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he had.
But then he was first team All Pro.
Right. He had 119 catches and 10 touchdowns, 9 games with 100 plus yards, and they didn't pick him. And he's like, "Are you serious?" And I like when guys are like, they don't pull the team sport. Well, I just want the team to do good. Of course he wants the team to do. You can tell he's a team player, but he's like, "That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I should have been chosen." And wide receivers kind of have a different personality, most of them. Like, any good receiver wants to have the ball, and they all think they're the shit. Like, when you watch receiver.
Yeah, and then, I mean, they'd cut away to show plays where he wasn't getting the ball, and, like, he gets after it when he's blocking.
Yeah, I know. And even the coach said he's a great guy to build around. So, Detroit's going to, you know, they're obviously the favorite to win the division. They're plus 130. The Packers are plus 200. The Bears are plus 330. And the Vikes are the plus 1,000 to win the division. So clearly Detroit's got a little bit of a head start here on the Packs to start the season. But I agree with that. But we'll see what the Bears do. They might be able to shake things up a little bit.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I would go with Detroit to win the division again. They're still pretty young with a good roster. And I could see maybe the Bears finishing second and kind of having like that good breakthrough year for them.
Well, what's legit is like every game, like, you know, Minnesota could go to Detroit and like it would surprise me if they won just because of the quarterback play. But Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago, like wherever you play there, any one of those teams could win. I mean, the Bears always gave the Packers a run when they had Aaron and they had no one at quarterback.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's going to happen now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
More fun than it's been.
For sure. So, that's about all I got to say about the NFC North and the AFC North for now.
Yep.
We got two more weeks of division reviews, and then the season starts September 5th. So that third there, we'll be chitting about which games we're going to be taking, and I've already been taking a little gander at them.
Yeah. I mean, there's the Ravens and the Chiefs, and then there's a Friday game.
Yeah, it was the Eagles.
And Packers.
I mean, how great is that?
So it's Thursday, Friday, then they'll have the Sunday slate, plus, you know, you throw in the college games.
And it's almost every day.
And my tube will be on for the next 5 months.
That's what I was going to say. I'll start watching TV again. I mean, I just don't even watch her during, you know, that, especially those dog days of summer. Wow. I mean, and I do a little baseball, but it's tough.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's time for this, you know. Because even the golf, the way they're split up, it's not kind of how it was. So it's like, I'm ready for some football.
Right. The golf.
Yep. We will come at you guys next Tuesday. We'll do two more divisions, like he said, the next 2 weeks. And then we'll get into some games. So looking forward to it. But that'll do it for our opening football kickoff. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
See ya.